Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In Mistakes Were Made, But Not By Me. Third edition, authors Carol Tavris and Elliot Aronson delve into the fascinating world of human self-deception and cognitive dissonance. This groundbreaking book explores the psychological mechanisms that lead people to justify their actions, beliefs, and decisions, even when they're blatantly wrong or harmful. Through engaging anecdotes, cutting-edge research, and insightful analysis, Tavris and Aronson uncover why admitting mistakes or changing our views is so psychologically challenging. This third edition, updated with new content on memory, the criminal justice system, and social media, offers a more comprehensive understanding of how self-justification works and impacts society at large. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance is a central concept in Mistakes Were Made. It refers to the feeling of psychological discomfort that arises from holding two contradictory beliefs simultaneously or being confronted with evidence that contradicts our beliefs. People naturally strive to reduce this discomfort, often by rationalizing, ignoring, or even denying evidence. The authors illustrate through various examples how this mechanism leads individuals to justify their actions and beliefs, maintaining a sense of self-integrity in the face of wrongdoings or errors. Understanding cognitive dissonance helps explain why people defend harmful practices, refuse to admit mistakes, and persist in harmful beliefs, thus highlighting the importance of fostering awareness and strategies to mitigate its effects. Secondly, the criminal justice system, the third edition of Mistakes Were Made, introduces an in-depth discussion on the criminal justice system and its susceptibility to the pitfalls of self-justification. The authors analyze cases where cognitive dissonance and confirmation bias have led to wrongful convictions, emphasizing how prosecutors, jurors, and witnesses justify their decisions to maintain belief in the justice system's infallibility. The book scrutinizes the mechanisms that prevent the system from correcting its mistakes, such as the reluctance to admit wrongful convictions due to the fear of undermining public confidence. This examination sheds light on the imperative need for reforms that address these cognitive biases, advocating for practices like independent review boards and the integration of scientific findings in forensic methods. Thirdly, memory and self-justification, an intriguing topic discussed in the third edition, is the complex relationship between memory and self-justification. The book reveals how our memories are not static records of our past, but are malleable and can be reshaped to fit our current beliefs and self-image. This fluidity means that our recollections can be distorted to justify past behaviors, decisions, or beliefs. For example, individuals might remember their actions as more justified or less harmful than they were, a phenomenon that complicates personal growth and accountability. Tavris and Aronson provide evidence from psychological research to demonstrate how this process occurs and discuss its implications for personal relationships, therapy, and eyewitness testimony, highlighting the importance of being mindful of memory's unreliability. Fourthly, social media and self-justification. The impact of social media on self-justification processes is a new addition to the book. It explores how social media platforms create echo chambers that amplify cognitive dissonance reduction by providing endless affirmation from like-minded individuals. This digital reinforcement makes it even harder for people to encounter or consider opposing viewpoints, leading to more polarized and entrenched positions. The book discusses the role of confirmation bias in our consumption of information online, and how social media algorithms cater to our desires to see confirmatory information, thus exacerbating the problem of self-justification and reducing the opportunity for self-reflection and growth. Lastly, strategies for overcoming self-justification. One of the most valuable contributions of Mistakes Were Made is its exploration of strategies for overcoming the natural tendency towards self-justification. The authors propose practical steps individuals can take to foster greater intellectual humility and open-mindedness. These include seeking out information that challenges existing beliefs, engaging in reflective thinking, acknowledging the limitations of one's knowledge, and cultivating an acceptance of being wrong. By providing tools for recognizing and combating cognitive dissonance, Tavris and Aronson empower readers to break the cycle of self-justification, leading to more honest interpersonal relationships, improved decision-making processes, and a stronger commitment to truth and integrity. In conclusion, Mistakes Were Made, But Not By Me Third Edition is a must-read for anyone interested in understanding the psychological underpinnings of human behavior and decision-making. Carol Tavris and Elliot Aronson expertly guide readers through the complex world of self-justification, revealing its pervasive impact on our lives and society. This book is particularly beneficial for those in the fields of psychology, criminal justice, social media, and anyone seeking to improve their cognitive skills and relationships. By learning to recognize and overcome the biases and mechanisms of self-justification, readers are equipped to lead more truthful, accountable, and open-minded lives. The insights provided in this book are not only crucial for personal growth, but also for fostering a more just and understanding society. If you would like to support Carol Tavris, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.